Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Thank you so very much for joining the Curator Read Room. You've got your Omi Inca 7 live coming to you straight from my living room. And I'd like to say Habari Gani as we embark upon the last few days of Black History Month. We don't want to forget that this is one of the shortest months of the year, and we are definitely going to be about it, about it, about it. We're going to be talking about what we have to do to bring our miracles near and closer to us. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we're on a brand new segment, and that brand new segment is featuring Come and Get Your Miracle. That's right, we want to accentuate on the positives, and we want to downgrade the negatives. Some of us have been a little bit antsy and worrying about our blessings and where they're going to come from. We know that Obama's out there working extremely hard to make things happen in the area of our medical and social lives. He's talking about how we can go out to the marketplace and we can be screened for medical. And even if you have a pre-existing condition, you still are eligible for medical under Obama's plan. Isn't that grand that we can still get some things we need under Obama's plan? Now, we don't want to discredit Obama, and we don't want to oust him out because we think he has not done what he's supposed to do for the people. He's on the mark, ladies and gentlemen. Whether you think so or not, you need to get behind him and support him. Our medical bill, you don't realize that you're going to be supplemented for your premiums and your co-pays. That's almost to the tune of about $1,000 that he is discounting, giving you a discount up front, not before taxes, not after taxes, but before taxes. That's grand to know, ladies and gentlemen. So you ought to get behind him and support him on that. I want to say also, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Care to Read Room. Thank you so very much for joining us, and thank you for being a part of what we're about to do. As you know, we're still working with Reordering the Marriage Vow for the 21st Century. It's a remix, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't want you to get it twisted. We're still about the marriage ceremony, and we're still about telling you what to do. We're in your bedrooms, but we want to get up front, personal, and comfortable with you today. But before we do that, we want to take a short break up out of here to North Carolina. Who's
have that on the other side? Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got that rhythm.
I'm gone.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone. I'm gone.
Come on, come on,
I'm gone. I'm gone.
Come on, come on, come on.
Come on.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you so very much for joining us once again. You've got your Omi Inca 7. I am your Empress. I am here to serve you. I am your advisor, and I am your Maliwa. I am your mother, too. Thank you so very much for being a part of this particular segment. Come and get your miracle. Ladies and gentlemen, let me make it plain to you. Miracles still do exist, and they are happening every day. And some of us are seeing a miracle occur more than one time in our life. I like to say this much. It's very important that you have to believe. First of all, you have to have a belief system that can believe for miracles. And you have to believe that not just because the good book says that you are endowed with miracles, you have to believe that God has already prepared and created things for you. That's right. The riches of the wicked are laid up for the just. So why don't you get out of the way so I can finish being blessed? But you have to believe. So we're going to take you on a belief trip today. And we're going to make some of you renew your vows. And some of you who have never created vows or commitment with the Creator, you're going to renew those as well and create them. But let's take a moment when we go over to the throne of grace and we offer up praise and worshiping and we call on our ancestors. If you stand with me in position of prayer, and I want you to get very still and quiet in your spirit, because it's very vital that we should understand that meditation is called for and that we hear from God when we meditate and God can speak to us. In our groanings and moanings, we make intercession for what we don't know to pray for. So stand in the position of prayer. And as we lift our hands up as if we're about to receive, so let the meditation of my heart and let my voice permeate and be settled, and let it forevermore be settled with me that God is Lord in our life, and that we come before him as filthy rags. Our heart is desperate and desperately wicked, and who could know it? We ask God that he will begin to do a special work in every one of the people that are present here today, every household that's present. We ask that every household be given an opportunity to be given the desires of their heart. We ask that every man will say to himself that I could be a better man, and every woman will strive to be a better woman and a better wife. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to come before you unmolested and be able to come and call on the ancestors. We call on the ancestors, Eli, that they may pick us up, and that they may make us strong, and that they may make us bold in the face of adversity. As we call on our ancestors today, we like to call on our personal ancestors. You can call your personal ancestors out. I like to call on Clara Jenkins, Robert Jenkins, Essalie Pope, Mary Lou Hawkins, Tommy P. Harvey. I like to call on Tom Harvey, Michelle Harvey. And I like to call on Shaky S. Diop, one of my personal heroes. I like to call on John Henry Clark, Nina Simone. I like to call on Dr. Martin Luther King and Sweet Coretta King. I like to call on Madam C.J. Walker, and I ask her to walk that walk, and then I ask for Joe Lewis to come and knock out oppression one more time. We thank you for the opportunity to stand before you, ancestors. If you're in the miry clay, we ask you to come over. If you're in the middle passage, we ask you to come quickly so that we might stand on your shoulders. We thank you for the opportunity to be among you today, and as we call on our ancestors, we pour libation to the east. And we say, Ashe. We pour libations to the west, and we say, Ashe. We pour libations to the north, and we say, Ashe. We pour libations to the south, and we say, Ashe. So be it, so let it be done. And for those of you who are looking for a miracle, you've come to the right place. This is a place that miracles are made. And for this particular segment, we will be talking about miracles for the next year. That's right. We want to talk to you a little bit about divinations. And we want to include in that signs and wonders who will follow them that believe. Now, the Bible, the good book said that signs and wonders will follow them that believe. So what happens if you want a miracle? What is the prerequisite for a miracle? You must first believe. Now, I want you to stand quietly and stand still in your spirit, because God is yet with you, and he wants to touch you, and he wants to embrace you. Let him do it for you.
Be still in your spirit now.
Let him do it for you. He wants to do it for you today.
Be still and know that I am here. Be still and know that I am with you. Be still and know. When darkness comes upon you and covers you with fear and shame, be still and know that I am with you, and I will say your name. If terror falls,
just let him do it for you. Let him do it to you at this very hour.
Leave
he
no
wants to touch someone today.
Home.
He wants to make a difference in your life. He wants to bring
remember
fear to
the word that
says,
be still.
Now let the
believer know
whose report will you believe.
And when you go through the valley, and shadow comes down from the hill,
like a
morning never comes to be. Be still,
why don't you be still and let God do it for you? Let us do it for
you. If you forget the way to go,
and
lose where you came from,
why don't you stand with
me no
and stand in the
gap?
Stand you
be still
and
know I am.
Because the Bible says they were won by their testimony and the blood of the
Lamb. Know I'm with you.
God can't
be
leave
still
you because he resides
and
within
know
you.
I
why don't you stir him up today? Why don't you stir up the God that lives within inside of you today? Just be still and know that he's God within you. Now let's talk about miracles. Which promises has he promised us to those that believe? There's a prerequisite for miracles. You must believe. You have to believe. You have to believe. Are you looking for a miracle? Are you expecting the impossible? Are you looking for the invincible? You've come to the right place. We're talking about getting a miracle through today. And these are miracle times, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't believe it, test me and try God and see his word is sweet and see that his yoke is easy and light. First of all, you must believe that he came and that he was. And you must believe that at the right hand of God that there was Oromala who fashioned and molded you, but God was the one that gave you his essence. So therefore, the inception of man was known before he came to this earth. It was known prior to you coming to this earth what you will and wouldn't do. You were predestined, and predestined means you were predestined to succeed and not to fail. Now, we're talking about miracles today, ladies and gentlemen. How many of you out there want a miracle and are looking for your miracle and know that you are in deserving of a miracle? I want you to understand. We want those callers who have a testimony to give today about the miracles that has come into their life to call in on that line at 646-478-0272. Omi wants to get up front, personal, and comfortable with you. We want you to come into the chat room and be able to chat with us and tell us a little bit about how did your miracle come. Now, we're not talking about church-going people. We're not talking about a ritual and a tradition of people going into a temple. You are the living Episcopal temple. What is going on in your life? What can you tell us about miracles? And how can you help us to form faith so that we can become miracle-working people? I want to be able to work miracles in my life, and I want to be able to call things that be not as though they were. So what are you talking about, Sherelle? Are you talking about divination? Are you talking about being clairvoyant? Are you talking about being able to see things into the future that be not as though they were? That's exactly what I'm talking about. If you want to see signs and wonders, how can the tree that is there produce anything less than what it's made of? So we have to understand, if we want to see signs and wonders, we have to be a believer. So how do I build my faith? God has given each and every one of us a measure of faith. We are not going to be confused by those things of this earth. We're not into material things. We're not talking about naming and claiming. We're talking about miracles. Does somebody want to quit drinking today? Somebody want to give up that joint? Somebody want to walk away from that addiction? Somebody want to make a different decision today? Now, let me say this, ladies and gentlemen. The herbs were given to us as our meat and as our healing ground and our food. We've got to get it clear and understand what God has given us and that he's purified and given us to make us healthy. We must embrace those things. We have to understand that our healing is within the hem of our garment, and the healing is already in us. We have to claim our healing. So let's talk about miracles. What makes up a miracle? How can you determine whose situation is a miracle and whose not? First of all, miracles come with signs and wonders. And I've had miracles that happened in my life where people came to carry me over the bridge. They didn't necessarily have to stay with me the whole time, but their only position was to get me across the bridge. And at that point, it wasn't necessary for that person to stay in my life. Now, when we talk about miracles, we want to talk about who's a miracle worker. Well, for that matter, women can be a miracle worker. A man can be a miracle worker. If a man provides your needs and provides your desires and every desire you have, you can call your husband a miracle worker. Or you can call your wife a miracle worker who does miracles with just a small amount of money. I'm going to recite a poem for you that I wrote for my ex one time, and it's called Miracle Worker. Now, dig this. My husband thinks that I'm a miracle worker, but he is a realtor jerker. He tucks $20 in my hand. Then I say, man, what's your plan? He says, I'm sure you understand. He says, here, take this and go shopping, without even stopping to think that it's been a long time since grits was poultry and since $20 bought groceries. Why, just the other day, I stuck chicken on his plate and hoped that he didn't realize it was fake. You know, as a miracle worker, I don't have to debate. All he wants to do is sit and gaze. He never wants to interface about the good old days. He keeps on promising that he'll read a few of my lines, but I have to laugh just to keep him crying, because this man really thinks I'm a miracle worker. I ain't lying. Just the other day, he said he would read a few of my lines, but I just have to keep laughing to keep from crying, because this man really thinks I'm a miracle worker. I ain't lying. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have people in our lives, and children, our lovers, our husbands, that become miracle workers. And they're physically bodies that are here on this plane and this earth. But I want to talk to you about some real God-given miracles where people have come into your life when you least expect it and they become a blessing to you. What about gifts? Who has the right claim that they have gifts? And do we all have gifts? And how do we create signs and wonders? First of all, we got to believe that he is who he said he is, and he is diligent to reward us of all of our righteousness. So first of all, we have to start believing something. How can a believer obtain something if he doesn't have the vision to see it? I'm not talking about seeing with your natural eyes. I want that phone to light up at 646-478-0270. Someone is talking about a miracle that might have happened in their life. Why don't you tell your story today? Now, we're going to start calling out in the audience throughout the year, and we're going to present gifts and signs and wonders to people to let them know the signs and wonders are still on this earth today. Now, let me tell you a little bit about divination. You've got people preaching against divination, and you've got people saying that that is of the devil. But yet, divination was used to foretell of Jesus through a star. There was divinations cast to find out which direction that Jesus would be coming in. And there was horoscopes read to determine where Jesus would actually come and from which direction. So when someone goes to preaching to you about zodiacs and divinations are all demonic, you tell them that if God used these things to foretell of Jesus coming, they cannot possibly be bad sources. Now, those who take divination and use it the wrong way, to hurt or to damage, then the person is wrong. But God, what he's created, let no man tear it down. And first of all, when you speak of good, you ordinarily have spoken of bad. God creates in polarity, in duality. So he would not think of creating the good person without creating an evil person. God allows it to exist. And that's why you have duality in man and woman. Now, it's very important that we understand that a miracle is not just going to happen overnight. You've got to have signs and wonders that precede a miracle. So what do you mean, Omi? You've got to have some signs and wonders. What do you look for? You look for a number of different things. One thing you look for, if a person is living a righteous life, and a person that is lifting up a standard and living behind that standard, you better believe that behind that person, it won't be too soon coming that signs and wonders will follow them that believe. And miracles, too, I might add. So who's looking for a miracle? I'm looking for a miracle. I'm in believing the impossible. Won't you believe and perceive it? God will perform it today. Hey, hey, won't you believe and perceive it? God will perform it today. We have to believe and perceive it. So how are you going to perceive something? If you can perceive a perception of something that won't go well, you certainly can perceive something that will go right. Now, I want to take you way back. I want to take you way back to the time when we first came up out of slavery. Most of our generation believed that our second and third grade education would allow us to be able to produce pedagogical philosophy and to produce institutions. We took those institutions and we stood beside our philosophy and our pedagogical belief system. And those institutions are still standing to this day. They are an example of signs and wonders who followed after them that believed they could. And they were able to produce these institutions as an example. Just as the pyramid tombs were left behind, they were signs and wonders of them that believed. They were signs and wonders of those people who lived a pious and righteous life, and behind was left the pyramid tombs as an example of their mere existence here on this earth and to show you they were on their downslide on their way out. Pyramid tombs were built for cohabitation, for their dwelling place upon their exiting into their final death. If they could produce such a rare habitat in all of its array of beauty, just think what they produce when they're in their active awaking hours and in their position of leadership. That was a mere example to show you that there were great people that existed in the dynasty of the time when Hatshepsut was there, King Tut, and their whole array of a kingdom. We have to visualize a kingdom in the African-American community. We no longer should look for a hood, but we should create kingdom. So we're going to be doing some kingdom building, you say. That's right, because when we're in our kingdom produces after its own kind. But you have to first believe these signs and wonders will come after a throne and a kingdom. So whose throne are we talking about? You create your own throne. You create your own visions. You create your own reality. You create and call out in life what you expect to inherit from life. If your life has gone bad, you have called it into order. If your life is on the money and you are experiencing life and life more abundantly, you call out what it is you expect to see in your life. Your life just doesn't happen by accident. You have ordained your life. Just as you were premeditated to come here, you had a purpose for coming here. You asked to be here. So what are the signs and wonders that you're leaving behind? Can you tell me? Are you leaving signs and wonders behind? What miracle working power do you have? You first must have control of your frequency. Do you know that the act of giving is a sign of power? Because you cause the frequency levels of those that are looking upon you in that act of giving. You cause them to elevate their frequency levels, and you can heal through the frequency levels being elevated. So why aren't you producing signs and wonders? When you start doing an act of kindness, it ordinarily creates high frequency, and in return, you can reverse cancer, you can reverse diabetes, you can raise the level of the frequency. Everything has a frequency. Let's talk about those wonders. So wonders have a frequency. How do you know it's a wonder? Because the frequency levels will be risen. They will be exalted. And they will be so high that you can calibrate exactly what illness is, because illness will have a low frequency, whereas people that are completely healed harmoniously will be vibrating at a higher frequency. So what are our signs and wonders? And how do we know it's a miracle? When you can't figure it out, you don't have a solution or an answer for it, and someone comes along and provides you a way of escape, you have just experienced a miracle. Now, are you looking for a miracle? Are you really looking for a miracle? How big is your belief system? Then you can determine how great your miracle will be. If you have no belief system, you cannot expect to see a miracle. Now, who's expecting to see a miracle? Are we talking about church today? Are we talking about spirituality and being like a Shunammite woman, believing for things you can't see? We're talking about a belief system, and we're talking about faith. Faith, the immeasurable faith. Faith of the things that you can, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. So we've got to be a believer in things that we can't see. So close your eyes and allow an incision to be made in your third eye. Because when you stop seeing spiritually with the naked eye, the old ancient folks used to carve an incision under the eye to open up the third eye so that you can see spiritually. I want you to go on a faith walk with me and see spiritually, because we're talking about miracles today. And boy, do we need some miracles. We need them in our home life. We need them in our relationship. We need them in the arena of bargaining, and we need them in the political setting. So who needs faith today? When God has given each one of us a measure of faith, you don't need to ask him to increase your faith or add to it. You just take that faith of a mustard seed and begin to believe on it, and that belief will turn into a hope. And that hope will turn into a miracle. You can have it today, because we're not doing name it and claim it. We're developing, changing our mindset and our thoughts, and we're working on recreating our new conscious mind, because this is a new world, and this new world order will cause us to have to bring forth new ways of thinking. We've got to release those negative thoughts and take on the mind of Christ. As we take on a mind of Christ, we get to know the mind of God. Now, if you are God, little children, and you have overcome them, I want you to call yourself the Godhead. And I want you to look in the mirror every day and say, good morning, God. Carcass must be overtaken. We must find out what are our foes and what are our mission. Our mission to destroy discrimination. Our mission is to destroy prejudice. And our mission is to go out and fight against injustice. So if we exalt God's word, then he will draw all men unto him. So we're going to exalt his word, and his word should be on every one of our tongues, faith and belief. Faith and belief. As we call out our existence and we name our life and we develop what it is that we want to walk after, we want to walk after signs and wonders. As we walk after those signs and wonders, truth will come in, and we can set and sup with truth. How many of you are sitting with people that are truth finders? How many of you are advocating for the truth? How many of you are advocating for making sure that justice is done amongst all men and women, irregardless of their prospective person? It's important that we understand that this time of year and hour will call for a great miracle, but signs and wonders have to follow them who believe. We look for the prophecies. What are the prophecies that we're looking for? Are we only looking to the Bible? Are we looking at the Hosea? And are we also looking at Hebrew Honey? Are we looking at a diversified groups of books? And are we listening to more than just one preacher? We're looking at listening to the priests and the prophets. Because they said that old men would dream dreams and that our young men would prophesy. So I say prophesy. Prophesy over each and every one of your children. Prophesy over your lovers. Prophesy over your wife. And be able to be clairvoyant and see within the lives of the ones you love. You can divine. You can see within those that you love their lives, and you can project what is about to happen. Are you a soothsayer, a fortune teller? No. You're clairvoyant, and you practice these skills so that you become better at them, more better, as Spike Lee would say. It's very important that you should understand Christ did nothing that you can't do. He said, greater things will ye do than he did. So where are your signs and wonders? And where are your miracles? I want to see them this week. I'd like to see them. I'd like you to call in to talk about your miracles and what miracle has come your way. I want to give you an example of a miracle. God will send people to you that you don't even know you need in your life, and they will become a blessing to you, and they will become a sign and wonder. And I had a blessing come to me today. It was a sign and wonder of an old friend that came back in my life to give me a word and to give me direction and guidance. We have to be perceptive to signs and wonders so that they will continue to come, so that we can embrace them, and that we will be able to see that these are prophecies being fulfilled. Now, how many of you have gifts? How many of you are exercising your gifts? And I don't mean a gift to gossip. I don't mean a gift to gab, but I mean a gift. I mean a real gift that you're using to bless others with it. You might have a gift of giving. Go on and bless somebody. You might have a gift of being patient, long-suffering. Go on and be patient with someone. You might have the gift of being able to see into the future and forewarn someone of something up ahead. Go on and tell that person. If you said I had a notion or inkling, that is your first mind. And guess what? Your first mind is the Godhead that lives within your head called Ori. Now, I taught you about Ori. It's time to consult Ori. It is the Godhead that is ratified, full of energy, that is combustible, but it is clothed in matter so that you can embrace it upon your head. Now, I want you to use Ori. I want you to call on your third eye, and I want you to begin to magnify and to see things that are not as though they were. And I want you to map out your life And whatever life you end up with, you called it into being. Don't go saying that I ended up with this life and I didn't call for it. Everything in your life, you have called for it. Inertia, laws of attraction, you have called for all of these things. If you put out a certain energy and you get back an old man that you didn't want, now here's this old man coming back in your life again, and this is not who you wanted, maybe you subjected yourself to put out the frequency to call that old man back into your life. There's nothing that happens by chance in your life. Everything has been predestined and ordered. Even your footsteps were predestined in the womb. So why not walk after good thoughts? Be careful of what you're thinking. This mind is desperately, desperately powerful. Be careful of what you're thinking, because your thoughts become reality. Your thoughts become reality. Meditate on that for a moment and let God begin to use you